Thanks for joining us for another episode of Mining City Minutes. Today we have government buildings with us, and they're here to explain basically, you know, what kind of buildings they take care of, what they do, and some of the cool projects that we have coming up. So I'll send this over to our own John Sullivan.
Thanks, Lindsay. Government buildings for Butte Silver Bow is pretty much all-encompassing. Everything from the courthouse to parks and rec, walking trails or greenway, walking trail, restrooms, gazebos, the whole works. We pretty much do everything in between. Boilers, electrical, carpentry, cleaning, plumbing, heating, cooling.
Oh, wow. You're pretty much everything. Now, are you guys your own department, or are you guys under Public Works, or how does that work?
Nope, we're standalone department. We have 16 employees, including myself. We have service workers, which do the cleaning and general labor. We have electrician. We have a carpenter and basically two operating engineers that do the bulk of everything else, the heating and cooling, plumbing, and everything in between. Kind of like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of area to cover with very few staff members.
It is. We have, basically, we have 26 primary buildings that people work in and occupy every day, up to and including both the law enforcement center and the two manned fire departments and the detention center. So the detention center is the bulk of maintenance that we do with the operators and the electrician, I would say. That's pretty fair.
I could see how that would be something. Now, you guys have, what is the new project at the jail? I heard some AC is coming.
AC, yes. So two swamp coolers for all the cells inmates, one on each air handler, and then we're getting DX cooling installed this spring, early summer, for all of the admin area, the offices, housing, control.
Oh, that'll be nice. I remember when I started up there, and yeah, it was some long, hot summers.
Very, very hot. And then to go along with that, we've also just did a digital control, temperature digital control upgrade, and where you're able to rectify a lot of things that have never functioned properly. So that we're plugging through that right now. We got the bulk of it done. Now we just got some fire and smoke dampers that have to be taken care of.
Okay. And I know you guys extend to, I think I went up to one of your warehouse sites.
Up to the Mountain Con.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and that's the other thing that we've just somewhat inherited, that are all the mine buildings. And that's kind of a mixed bag of management. You know, we get the non-pretty side of things. When things break, we get the call, you know. Maintenance isn't pretty. Nobody really much likes it. But.
No, that's not the fun part for sure. So what other project do you guys have going on this summer, projects, I should say?
Along with the detention center pulling, we've got a bunch of concrete work up around the detention center that's being redone. We're coming down to the tail end of upgrading our lighting in our government buildings to LED energy efficient tubes and fixtures. We've been doing that both in-house and contracted out. Last winter, the beginning of winter, end of fall, we completed the fire department, the Uptown FD1 boiler replacements. We took out a 45-year-old cast iron boiler. We put in two high-efficient, low-mass boilers. We're getting ready to start the same style project at the library. It started last week, so be moving forward with that. That should be ready to go by next heating season. We are just in the courthouse right now. We're at the end of this month, we'll be starting window replacements on the west facade and then carry straight through to the south facade.
Oh, that's so definitely overdue. That'll be nice.
That'll be very nice. And then we are right now putting the finishing touches on the refurb of the center revolving door. So we're hoping to kind of start getting some use and make sure that it gets, I guess, the shakedown probably starting maybe by the end of this week or beginning of next week and get going on that. We also just finished up a complete rebuild in-house of the exterior copper doors on the south side, the main entrance, and on the west entrance. So
those are looking pretty. I know that the public's really excited to see those, that revolving door working again. I know it's been, 20 or more years that that's not been working.
Anywhere from 30 to 45 probably 45 years ago is probably the last time it functioned on a daily basis.
Oh, that's exciting. I like that all this stuff is getting taken care of and it's looking new again. And I know the doors that you guys finished, those are beautiful. They look brand new. So it's nice. And then we'll have some more energy efficient with the windows, which is going to be really good for the heating and cooling bills.
It will be. And it's a safety issue. You know, mm-hmm. The windows that were put in there, which was 1912, are really unique. They pivot in the center, either side to side or top to bottom. Problem is the wood is all dry rotted out. And mm-hmm. in some cases, in District Court 1, District Court 2, and the council commissioners, they're big windows. And I think the glass is holding the frame together rather than vice versa. It's a safety issue.
I could see that. I know that we love our historic preservation. We want to do that as much as possible. But yeah, I think after that long, those windows definitely need to go. I've been in those courtrooms and yeah, you can just tell by looking at them. You don't even have to touch them.
and they're loud.
Yes.
They don't do anything for sound mitigation, especially from the Montana street side.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, so Joe's here with us as well. So Joe, what is your role in our government buildings department?
I'm the operating engineer, so like John was saying, do the boilers, help with the lights, heating, cooling, all that, detention center.
I saw that you were up with the rest of the crew at the council chambers as well. I know you guys just did some refurbishing up there with IT, and so what's going on in that area?
We did an upgrade of the lights and also new fans in there.
That'll be nice because I've also been in there in the heat of summer and it is awful. I never want to do that again. I try to avoid that room for that reason. And I know they updated some technical stuff in there too. Isn't that right, John?
Yep. We got new audio, new video. The IT department was in charge of that part of it and that turned out nice. We cleaned up a lot of equipment that is just, been obsolete and set in the corner and abandoned in place. We took care of all the electrical. We got new outlets with USB ports on each one of the chamber benches. So everybody has their own outlet and we can get rid of all the power strips and cords hanging over the top. So that was a good one. And then this week here, and Joe had just came back to the courthouse here 20 minutes ago, is getting the pole ready to go. We got both boilers fired up and went through, ran all them through, and so now we're ready for summer.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know I've even been getting phone calls about Ridgewaters and the splash pads and when are they opening, and that's getting close. Everything's just about ready. I think June 7th is our opening day for that. That'll be exciting. What's your favorite building that you guys work in and work on?
Well, I know Joe's is the detention center. Mine would be the courthouse.
Spend a lot of time at the detention center.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's definitely quirks, and I don't think the people there make it easy on maintenance by any means sometimes.
I would agree with that.
I would too.
Sometimes they have too much time on their hands and a lot of time to think about what they can do to occupy time and space.
Mm-hmm. I get to work at the courthouse now. It's beautiful, but it's good that we're getting these upgrades. It's about time. Like you said, 1912, that's a long time for windows.
It is.
Now, what are you guys doing with the old windows? I don't know if Kate from Historic Preservation is involved in that, or is it just too much to just keep?
So Kate is absolutely involved in it, and she has been the whole process. Obviously, Historic Preservation, they would love to preserve everything, and it would be nice. That's a whole other funding issue. I think what we're going to try to do, though, is take one of the big center pivot windows from either one of the courtrooms or the council chambers and at least preserve it, or at least one of one style, preserve it, put it somewhere, hopefully where it'll last until we can figure out what to do with it, whether it's a display somewhere. There was talks about sending it up to maybe the mining museum or putting it up for a display in the courthouse, but that's tough. They're mm-hmm. fragile. They're really, really fragile.
Okay. And I know, I think one of the other projects I saw that was coming is the second phase of the restrooms.
Oh, yes. Yep. That's and that starts at the end of this month also. So that'll be complete renovation of the men's and women's public restrooms that are on either side of the elevators on second, third floor. So that'll be nice. That'll be plumbing, ventilation, new fixtures, sinks, toilets, urinals. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
That is nice. I like how you guys preserve the granite that was in the original and use them for the stalls. So I know that our new bathrooms are just wonderful. They're just so nice and they're light and, you know, it's just not the awful, the old. It is about time for that as well. So I'm glad we're getting both of those areas done. I know that some of the old fixtures are very much no hot water in some and there's no handle.
Hot water, faucets. Mm-hmm. We did get all the faucets replaced, so that took care of a bunch of maintenance that we traditionally had done in the courthouse. And them sinks are really, really unique. So mm-hmm. we'll make sure we salvage them. We salvaged the urinals from the men's room last time. They're very unique also. And, you know, I don't think we'll ever have a place to reuse them in a county building. But I'm sure with all the attention we see uptown with the historic buildings and renovations, it'd be nice if they could be repurposed.
Oh, for sure. We're definitely seeing a lot of that in the uptown now, especially just revitalization and, you know, a lot of these owners being held accountable to make sure their buildings are not in disrepair. I know that it falls on the county a lot when that does happen, and, you know, that's a shame. But, you know, at least we have a good government's building section to where our county buildings aren't getting the same way. I know we just acquired the armory as well. You guys doing any projects or anything happening down there?
So we did take that over. Let me go back. The other two that we have on our in the government buildings or central service department is our painters. So during the wintertime, they paint in the buildings, and there's a lot of painting
mm-hmm.
that's really needed, and then there's a lot of painting that's really wanted. So it's kind of getting the wants and needs situated and try to get as much done as possible in that short time frame. And then, like right now, they have transitioned out to the roads. So they are responsible for painting all the curbs. They're painting all of the roads other than the highway department roads, parking lots, playgrounds, horseshoe pits, everything. So they go and they work well. They work pretty much when nobody sees them. They come in at 2 and leave it, or either come in at midnight and leave at 10 or 2 and leave at noon. So going back to that, so we did just go through and repaint both the annex and the readiness center. Right now, our map has moved into the annex and community enrichment is getting ready to move into the readiness center. I'm not sure what else is going on down there, but we did go through and have to do some repiping on the boilers down there. One would run, the other one wouldn't, which was a piping issue, but that's taken care of and should be ready to go.
Nice, yeah.
We did a light upgrade down there also.
Lighting upgrade, that's correct, Joe.
Oh, that's great. I know that speaking with Ed Hurd and Sean Fredrickson, that we're going to be having some more space for exercise classes and stuff. I know that's one of the things that'll be coming down there. But yeah, that was definitely an old building. And I know we got to keep our veteran service representative down there, Gunny Muhammad. So that'll be nice. Yep, Gunny Mo's still there. So that was great that our county allowed him to stay in that office because he's definitely needed in our area. So
and it's a good fit for him, you know,
for sure.
And you know, it's completely handicap accessible, and everybody's aware of where it's at, so mm-hmm. you know, it's good to keep him there.
Yep. Anything else on your plate, Joe?
There's always stuff on my plate.
I shouldn't ask that. I get that, same here.
we're getting ready to all the steam boilers, we're getting ready to tear down, rebuild for the next heating season. So
well, that's good because that's, you know, I mean, AC is great, but, you know, at least here we get a little cooler weather and we have basements, but that heating definitely needs to be something that's always number one on a priority in Butte, Montana.
Yeah, for the 9 months.
Yes.
Yeah, we have 9 steam boilers and 20 hot water boilers.
Wow.
That we have to go through and do the maintenance on during the summer months.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a lot. And then I'm sure you guys have some involvement in all the festivals that'll be coming up as well, not as directly as Parks and Rec, but I know that we have a lot of traffic that comes and stomping all over the place.
That and the electrical, you know, every place needs electrical drops. And last year was we ended up replacing all the water heaters, under sink water heaters up at the original. And so, yeah.
And that's a big place. I know I've been in, I mean, it's wonderful. They have such a huge area for the restroom, especially for those festivals. But I can imagine with every event that gets booked there, you're going to have to pull in electrical. We're going to have to make sure the maintenance and before and after. So I'm sure that just keeps people busy as well.
Toilets, flushometers. Yeah.
Yeah. All of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's great. We love having these festivals. It's a lot on everyone's plate, and it's just a great time, and they always go over well because we have such a great crew with government buildings and parks and rec and public works. And you know, obviously we all work together really well with our departments, and the communication is there, so for the most part everything runs smoothly. There's always going to be those hiccups. I never realized how much government buildings entails. Being at the courthouse, I just assume, oh, this is the building and that's it, and then we forget there's the sheriff's office, detention center, the original, you know, like you said, the ones we acquire with the mines, and now we have the readiness center. So yeah, that's a lot of area to cover.
Motherlode Theater, which we just, the heating system, and then offer support to them guys when they do their in-house, I guess, general maintenance, and then get down with them. And then same thing, Business Development Center, that's a big building. We have that, and Civic Center, and all the parks, all the buildings. And Lindsay, one thing that I guess I did forget is the Motherlode Theater, we're just getting ready to wrap up adding a fire suppression system to the entire building. Last year we did get the fire alarm and annunciation system in there, so not only are the buildings old, but we're trying to modernize them as we're moving along also, and hopefully keep them around for another 100 years.
Oh, for sure, and that's looking beautiful there. And I know I was down there with you guys taking pictures of the curtain.
The fire curtain.
Fire curtain. Yeah. So that was really neat to see that come down and go back up. And I know that was something that we definitely need to take care of is fire suppression.
Correct.
That's a big one. I didn't realize that we did so much for the Motherlode until I went down with you guys, and how much we're involved in just things that you wouldn't think of in Butte that we are. So I think that's neat. And what was the other one that we were just saying before the Motherlode? I had a question about that.
Business Development Center.
Yes. So I didn't even know that we own that building until I started going down there with Butte Cares people, and that we have offices that we actually rent out to people that are just starting their businesses, and there's a lot of businesses in there. So I didn't even realize that, and that's where our disability folks practice in the kitchen down there. So I'm sure that always has to be maintained for them. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's and that's a busy building. That is a very busy building. Lynette Jacobson is the building manager down there, and she does a phenomenal job. And so there's a lot going on. I don't think that the general public or even a lot of the employees in Butte Silver Bow understand what all buildings are maintained and need to be maintained. I mean, all the public works buildings, that's the offices and the new corral and shops, water treatment plants, wastewater treatment plants. What else am I forgetting, Joe?
The water company.
Oh, yeah.
Office, the water company shop.
Public works, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't, as an employee, I didn't even know how many, like the business developments. I was like, what? I didn't know we owned that. And then we helped the Motherlode, and holy cow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Belmont Center.
I haven't heard much about this in a while, but the Basin Creek, the caretaker house, I know that was kind of something that, is that something that we own?
So we do own it. I haven't done anything with it since I've been here. I know Kate's at least knee-deep in it, if not a little bit deeper. She's kind of, I think, ramrodding that, what's going on out there. But that, and I think Public Works is involved, and probably Karen Burns and her group somewhat. Yeah,
I know that there's some stuff up in the air with grants, and just with all the stuff going on, I think there's a lot of grants that are getting, you know, let through and taken back. Yeah, we just lost our big grant for our new buildings. So that was kind of a bummer, but hopefully that's still going to be a go. Are you guys going to have anything? Because I know you said you work with Civic Center, which on its own, I know they have so many upgrades consistently down there that that's just a project in itself, I'm sure, ongoing. But as far as the Engine 25, we have the restoration group that has gathered and collecting funds from a lot of people. Do you guys have anything to do with that?
We have nothing to do with that. You know, I did talk with Al Hess a couple of times, I think two times before this got up and going, and I know that that's near and dear to his heart, due to the family relation of how the engine got there. But no, we don't have anything to do with that other than electrical every now and again.
Yeah, I know that we're getting a lot of restoration supposedly from the prison for the woodwork and, you know, metals fabrication here in town. I think it's going to be a great project. Yeah, I'm sure once it's up and running with the electrical, you guys will be pulled in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the maintenance is just maintenance. When you have outlets that are available to the public, which we do everywhere, they get quite a bit of wear and tear and abuse. So we replace a lot of outlets every year.
All right. Well, I don't know. What do you guys have anything else to let me in on? I love hearing about all these projects and buildings. Gosh, I'd have to have a list of just remembering all the areas, not even just the buildings, but the areas that you guys take care of in itself.
Like I say, one of the primary focuses is right now is just trying to get a lot of the deferred maintenance in a lot of the buildings. And then there's projected maintenance, right? And replacements. Roofs are pretty easy and HVAC equipment's fairly simple to depreciate over time. But, you know, the courthouse, I think in March, I went back and did a year count coming through the front doors was just under 90,000 people last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traffic.
Through them two sets of doors, correct. And now we'll have the revolving door. So that is a lot of traffic. That's, I guess, people coming through at least twice a year. You know, every person in Butte Silver Bow and then some coming in a little bit more than that. So, yeah.
For sure. And it's a spotlight. I know that a lot of visitors come here just to see this courthouse going to be one of their main stops. And I know last year you guys worked hard on getting the people here to get that flag pole back up on the top of the roof. And it's just beautiful. I love it that you can see it from anywhere in Butte.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big one. That was probably my initial top priority when I took over the position was to, you know, you have that flagpole with Christmas lights on it, but no flag. So,
yeah.
So that was a good one.
Yeah, it's nice to see that up again. It's beautiful. It's definitely one of those where you come into town, and you're like, oh, there it is. And, you know, I know it used to be, and that was another one of those, like, revolving door projects that it hadn't been up in, well, decades. So that was really cool. All right, well, thanks for being on the podcast today. I'm excited to let people know all the cool projects that are happening and then all the buildings that, you know, I like you said, I don't think the public understand that with such a small crew, you guys managed to get so much done and continue to take care of. So it's really appreciated. It's amazing to find that out.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. And don't forget to join us for our next episode of Mining City Minutes. We will have the Government Study Commission on. So I'll see you guys then.